26. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and there shall his children find that place of refuge. This place of refuge is promised to all my children, yet so few venture therein. I say unto you, come aside, my dear one, come under my wings, into my place of refuge, that you may experience my love and my peace that passes all understanding of your own. When the storms blow about you, and you're tossed and buffeted and carried to and fro with the winds of tribulation and adversity and difficulty, then I would say unto you, come into my chambers for a little while, until these calamities be overpast. Come into the warmth of my arms. Rest your head upon my shoulder, and see how I will care for you, and how I will stroke your brow and make these mountains of problems melt away entirely. This is the refuge that I promised you, the solace in my love, the comfort in my arms, the peace that flows from my heart to yours, that fills you and envelops you and transports your spirit to another realm, a heavenly realm, where you see things with new eyes. You experience new thoughts and new feelings that you never had before, because they are being taught you by me. In those quiet moments when we commune together, I can change your perspective. I can give you new ideas and new thoughts. I can plant little seeds in your heart and mind which, over time and with careful watering of my word, shall grow into strong trees that shall bear much fruit to benefit many, that shall be a source of comfort and encouragement and of restoration unto many. So you can see how many things I can do for you if you would just step aside into the chamber of my refuge. I know that may even seem selfish to you, and you think, how can I care for myself when there are so many others that need to be cared for? But this is because you are looking as man looks, not as I look. The shepherd must first be strengthened before he can strengthen his flock. Therefore, in that time when you commune with me, then shall I restore you. And when you shall go back out to the battle, you shall find that I have been working in the meantime, and my angels and my forces have been preparing the way for you, so that all you need to do is walk down the road and pick up the pieces that I have placed in order there for you. Everything shall be done with ease and with comfort and with peace and without toil or travail.